5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Wendy Bell. Inspiring solutions to save America. One show at a time. Are you ready to get on board?
They believe that they can destroy this bond that exists between you and Trump if they somehow make Trump look bad, make Trump look like a reprobate, embarrass you about Trump. They can't do it because you came before Trump. Desperately want Trump gone, and I know that they desperately want it codified that Trump cannot run again, because make no mistake, they remain scared to death of you, and they remain scared to death of Trump. Trump, 75 million, 80 million votes. And I'm going to tell you, you're not going anywhere. Even if Trump does, you're not. Which I think remains one of our big campaign strengths going forward. They can't separate you from Trump. And more importantly, they can't separate you from the ideas. They can't separate you from MAGA. They can't separate you from Make America Great Again.
From sea to shining sea, 3 hours of bold truth and excellence. The Wendy Bell Radio Program.
Welcome back. Hour number two of the Wendy Bell Radio Program. Delighted to kick off a new work week with you, with more than 2 million Americans who've decided to download the Wendy Bell Radio podcast onto their phones and take us with them wherever they go. If you haven't done so, please do it. It's so easy. I mean, it's free, for heaven's sakes. And I think what you're going to get from us is just common sense values delivered by a mom. Wendy Bell Radio, wherever you get your favorite podcasts, like, follow, share, and maybe a 5-star review. Give us some comments. We love to hear from you guys. So there's this guy named Frank Luntz. I think he's like 10 years older than I am. So he's in his 60s. He's been on the political scene forever and ever. He's a pollster. And he's conservative. I could say definitely he's conservative. That doesn't matter. He's looking at this from an objective perspective. And he's sitting down with CNN, a bunch of panelists. John Berman is one of them. And he's basically saying, look, you have an attorney general in Letitia James who has done nothing for the state of New York. Her sole focus since she ran for this position, her number one objective, her platform was taking down Donald Trump. Now, that is an obsession that should disturb anybody. But the chilling effect that her fervor, that this rampant derangement, this hatred of one man, which is really, it's really jealousy. That's what it is. I think you have raging jealousy. And it's such an ugly thing to feel, isn't it? When you look at someone and you're envious of something that they have or they are or they do, it can consume you. And hopefully at some point in your life, you're just really comfortable with who you are. And you can like other people and admire them for what they have and not be absolutely ravaged by it. Well, the left is incapable of that. They are deranged over one guy. As our country is burning to hell. And they're not seeing, they're not connecting the dots, they're not understanding. We've moved on! We like his policies. We want them back because they are better. Frank Luntz drops this truth bomb, series of them. We break them out into 3 sound bites where he says to this panel that is chuckling over the planned seizure, Letitia James moving in, planning to seize President Trump's property to satisfy bond for a crime that didn't exist, that he didn't commit, for which there was no victim. And they think that Americans aren't watching. Frank Luntz says, wake up, suckers, because we are watching. Go.
All right, Frank. the politics of this. Folks in the Biden campaign are already starting to refer to Donald Trump as Broke Don, which is interesting. And then there is the possibility that the New York Attorney General, Letitia James, would have to start or would start seizing assets, maybe even buildings. How do you think that would play?
I want you to remember this moment and don't forget it. If the New York Attorney General starts to take his homes away, starts to seize his assets, it's all going to be on camera. Pundits are going to sit there and scream about this. This man cannot be elected. You're going to create the greatest victimhood of 2024, and you're going to elect Donald Trump. If they take his stuff, he's going to say that this is proof that the federal government and the establishment and the swamp in Washington and all the politicians across the country and the attorneys generals and all of this, that this is a conspiracy to deny him the presidency.
Conspiracy to deny him the presidency. And you know what happens? I'm going to quote one of my many boyfriends. The more you indict, the more we unite. Facts. They are not paying attention. The same way Planet Fitness didn't pay attention to Bud Light or Liberty Safe or Starbucks or Nike or Target or any of them. He's going to go up in the polls. It's been relentless. Relentless. And America is watching. Audio soundbite two.
He's going to go up in the polls just like he went up every single time they indicted him. The indictment, let's not talk about whether it's justified or not, but it will prove the things that he's saying on the campaign trail. And he will go up, and it may just elect him president. Do not forget that. And I say this to the attorney general right now. If you play politics on this, this is what the secretaries of state did in Colorado and what they did in, I believe, is Maine. His numbers went up in both states. I don't understand. I'm almost speechless in how pathetic the opposition to Trump has been.
Ooh.
And how completely misguided. And this is a perfect example of it.
They aren't paying attention to you. The same way 101 House Republicans don't care. And they vote that way again and again and again and again. And finally, how is it possible that this guy they've thrown everything at? They've gotten 19 women to accuse him of sexual malfeasance in some case or another. They've gone into his taxes. They've attacked his family. They've raided his home. They've used the media. They've used the Department of Justice. They've stopped at nothing. And they will take his property because they are deranged. How is it possible that this man is winning? Listen.
How is Donald Trump beating Joe Biden when he's got 85 indictments that still exist? Felonies. How is he beating Joe Biden with the economy getting better and things cleaning up? Okay, we got, it's still have inflation, you still have got immigration. Trump is leading, and in the 7 swing states, Trump is up by the margin of error in 5 out of 7. Why is that happening? Because his critics are stupid. And they're running a horrible campaign. And for those people who do not want Donald Trump back, they should be thankful that the people who are orchestrating his loss are as pathetic and they don't understand the American people.
The people orchestrating Joe Biden's loss don't understand the American people. They don't care, too. They've set up the situation of cheating and stealing and lying and corruption and rinse and repeat and sticking you with the freaking bill. But now they've saddled your children and your grandchildren with it. You want to hear scary? New York Post headline: New York City neighborhood in AOC's district blasted as third world conditions with illegal vendors, prostitution on the streets. That's what's going on in Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's world. But yet she shows up on CNN with Jake Tapper to quadruple down on the seizure of Donald Trump's assets. I want you to hear Crazy Incarnate.
I think that what we are dealing with politically is the much larger and much more grave and serious pressure of having this judgment against Donald Trump and him being in this degree of debt and the financial pressures that he is under and what he is subject to do in order to obtain those assets. I actually think that there is risk in not seizing these assets and the open window that exists in him trying to secure these funds through other means. We've seen a lot of interesting transactions happening with Truth Social and other means, and there's a very real risk of political corruption.
Kind of like Joe Biden. Kind of like the president of the United States accepting bribes from foreign governments. Traitorous, treasonous, demented. Joe Biden, AOC. Have you been paying a lot of attention to that? Because House Republicans have. The ones who don't suck, of course. She doesn't care about that. They've tried everything. They've tried to call him a rapist. They've called him a hater. They've called him a homophobe, anti-LGBT. They've called him a racist. They've lied about his taxes. They've lied about his family. They've lied about his businesses. They lie about everything he says. Americans just want their country back. And they know the clear and present danger isn't Trump. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, on the Wendy Bell Radio program, I want to talk about this. Fani Willis, you hear her? She put herself on the cross. Oh, how nice. She channeled her inner Jesus and became a hero for all women. Oh, my goodness. Let's enjoy it together next. You know, I have been honest with you about our experiences as a family, having a high school senior who is waiting to get into the colleges right now. And I fear for him that he does not check any of the boxes that have become popular and trendy to check. And while my disappointment is real, I subscribe to the idea that we end up where we're supposed to be and that odd things happen in the course of our lifetimes that put us on paths we could have never imagined. And while disappointment sucks, if you have faith, if you believe in a higher power and you have confidence in yourself, most things work out in inexplicable and magical ways. Watching a kid who's worked really, really hard probably get slapped in the face. It hasn't happened yet, but I'm ready for it. I think he is as well. It's difficult because the underlying message is you can work, 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 and do everything to your greatest ability. And in this very superficial, backwards world, not go where you want to go. And at some point, you have to be okay with that because as an individual, you can't change it. We ought not be rewarding people because they are women or because they are people of color, or because they are a member of some protected class that the left pants on fires us over to protect. We are seeing the results of moving from a meritocracy into a box-checking world of garbage. Fani Willis is an example of that. This is not an academic heavyweight. This woman is no judicial rock star. She's not some high-powered litigator. She is a woman who was put in a position for a reason, funded by dark money, because she shares the same passion as Letitia James and Alvin Bragg and Jack Smith or whatever his name is. And you're going to hear this voice of this woman on Palm Sunday, basically putting herself out there as the savior of all femininity. She's the one. I didn't mean to be such a role model. This woman used and abused campaign money. She was sleeping with a guy who was in charge of her staff. She lied about it repeatedly, repeatedly, repeatedly. She's dirty. She's not a role model for women or the black community. But don't tell that to Fannie Willis. Listen to how she describes herself on a very special day of the year. Go.
I don't feel like my reputation needs to be reclaimed. Let's say it for the record. I'm not embarrassed by anything I've done. You know, I guess my greatest crime is I had a relationship with a man, but that's not something that I find embarrassing in any way. And I know that I have not done anything that's illegal. And so I don't feel like my reputation needs to be reclaimed. And when I tell you the outpouring of women, and I'll tell you this, especially African-American women who will just say, we are so proud. You are such a good representative of us. But I would be lying to say it's only African-American women. I have had Caucasian women, Asian women, Indian women. I told Jeff one day, I didn't think I was the face of the feminist movement, but somehow I became it. And I think that women feel like women are treated differently when they're professionals, and they're proud to see someone that is strong and trying to do the right job, certainly flawed, like every human being is flawed. My father has a saying, only one perfect man walked the face of the earth, and they crucified him. I am not a perfect human being, but what I am is a hardworking human being and a human being that loves the community I serve and who understands this seat does not belong to me. It belongs to the people, and as long as I'm here, I'm going to try to do the job in a way that's honorable.
Wow. Well, that was a swing and a miss. It's unfortunate, too, that the black community is being told that these are the people who are their role models, and they're the exact opposite. These are not your role models any more than Fannie Willis represents all women. She lied on the stand under oath repeatedly. And she believes that because she is a black woman, that she should be able to get away with it. Do you know how that makes me feel? It's disgusting. And this is what 101 House Republicans go along with, vote along with, madness, insanity, ego, savior complex, all of it. And the idea that she can get away with it. Now, if Fannie Willis was 18 years old and was going after my son, who could run circles around her academically, she would be the one picked. That is a problem. That's part of the reason why America is in decline. And when we come back, halfway point in the Wendy Bell radio program, speaking of people of color, they are turning away from Joe Biden in record numbers to the point that CNN is pants on fire. Don't miss the breakdown next on the Wendy Bell Radio Network. RevolverNews.com, Motor City Bloodbath. Biden's latest move just cost him Michigan once and for all. Look, it is pants on fire in the media, I think. And I think that's directly related to the hysteria, the glee, the gloating, the smugness, the just disgusting, syrupy joy over all of the attacks on President Trump. And it's gross. But this whole idea that Joe Biden has made so many missteps, I mean, it's not Joe Biden. Let's just be honest. He's not in charge. He's never been in charge. He's wandering around and he needs to stay in office so his family stays out of prison. Because as long as he's in that insulated bubble, you don't think 101 House Republicans who don't care about you, who vote with Democrats, are going to actually push for Joe Biden to be held accountable for putting our national security at risk? Of course not. So what's going on exactly in Michigan? Why is CNN's Harry Enten, who's their political analyst guy, he's the one who's always at the monitor waving his arms. He's on like the spectrum of joy of numbers. And I love it. I call him one of my boyfriends because I enjoy his fervor and his enthusiasm for crunching data. And the data show that because of two things, one is because of Joe Biden's assist of Israel, any kind of bonus that he's given to Israel vis-a-vis Palestine, you've got a huge Muslim population in Michigan. And they're ticked. They're ticked. Whatever, it is what it is. Number two, however, is the whole idea of this green car nonsense. We have car companies now pushing back, saying, you know what, I don't really think we're going to go 50% EV by 2030. You got Volvo saying, you know what, we're going to pull out of this. It's not working. We see the writing on the wall. We've lost too much money. There are not enough subsidies to save this goose egg of suck in this whole EV push of nonsense. Harry Enten at CNN, he's going to be waving his arms talking about this. He says the voters of color in Michigan, he has not seen this kind of cataclysmic, precipitous decline. Joe Biden has lost two-thirds. Harry's going to misspeak. He's lost two-thirds of the black vote in just 3 years in Michigan alone. And now Trump is pulling away from Joe Biden in one of the bluest states there is. Audio soundbite number one.
So let's break this down by race, right? Let's look at voters of color, look at white voters. And what we see here is back in 2020, according to the exit poll, Joe Biden won voters of color in Michigan by 62 points. Look at that advantage today. It has been sliced by a third, only 21 points. That's Joe Biden's lead over Donald Trump among voters of color. Among white voters, Donald Trump has gained a little bit of steam as well. It was 11 points in 2020. His margin over Joe Biden right now is 16 points. But this decline in support for Joe Biden among voters of color in Michigan is something we've been seeing in state after state after state and nationally as well, where he's got some big problems. This is a historic low amount of support for a Democratic presidential candidate among voters of color, and it seems to be happening across the board, Kate.
The female anchor, Kate, whatever her last name is, she's demonstrably upset to hear this. She's sniffling. She's got this super, super frustrated chick look on her face. You know that look, right? Where you're like, ooh, she's not having a good day. And he's like, this isn't just Michigan. From NBC News, Ford Motor is rethinking its electric vehicle strategies, including reassessing the need for in-house production of batteries. The company's CEO recently said the Detroit automaker previously confirmed plans to delay or to cut $12 billion in spending on all electric vehicles. But comments made just recently are the most detailed about Ford's changing plans for EVs, sales of which are growing at a slower than expected rate. I'm going to cut through that, and I'm going to tell you what that means. It was a stupid idea. It was a money laundering plan of suck using science that doesn't exist, browbeating quote unquote scientists into signing on to it, kind of like the jab, and then promoting something that is unaffordable, unsustainable, unreliable, and automakers are losing their shorts. That might be part of the reason why Joe Biden is sucking wind in Michigan. He goes on now, it's not even close, the Donald Trump pull away. And friends, let's see, we've got April, May, June, July, August, September. We have 7 full months. It's not going to get better for the Democrats. Here is Harry Enten, number two.
First case, this Michigan numbers, oh, these are not good for the incumbent president of the United States. Donald Trump at 50%, Joe Biden at 42%. I looked back at the 2020 polling, and at no point during the campaign was there a single poll that met CNN standards for publication in which Donald Trump led Joe Biden. There were zero. Here we already have one, and I looked at the average of polls, and I looked at our previous CNN poll, and they all show the same thing, which is that Donald Trump is ahead of Joe Biden in the Wolverine state. You go over to Michigan, look. No clear leader. That's the key thing going on. These two gentlemen are tied. But again, this is a state that Joe Biden won last time around by a little bit more than a percentage point. So this is not the type of polling that Joe Biden wants to see here, but in clearly a much better shape in Pennsylvania than in Michigan.
So Trump is up by 8 points in Michigan, by 8 points. And it's tied, Harry says, in Pennsylvania. Whatever could be going so wrong? Well, this is kind of a curious point. Not to mention the disastrous policies of the Democrats under, one would argue, whomever the puppeteer is behind Joe Biden. It's Joe Biden's obvious decline. Dude has no idea where he is, and it's getting worse because that's what happens with dementia. It's not like all of a sudden it stops and reverses. Dude is on a fast path to zero, and everybody's watching it. So the question, thinking about what you want in a president, Joe Biden's sharpness and stamina are, and you have two options. Is it exactly what you want? Joe Biden is sharp. He's got stamina. He's going for it. Exactly how I want my leader to be. Or not what you want. What do you guys want to guess? Here's my boyfriend, Harry Anton, number three.
As thinking about what you want in President Biden's sharpness and stamina are exactly what you want. This is where I think Joe Biden wants voters to be. It's only 7%. Close enough, 24%. How about not what you want in Michigan? 69%. 69% not what you want. This, to me, is the big problem for Joe Biden.
Staying with CNN of Suck, let's bop on over to Dana Bash. She's on a panel. She can't even believe it. She's like, there's only two things that Joe Biden is leading in. It's abortion. Oh, good. You're winning on, you know, on murdering children. Excellent. You can have that victory. And whatever democracy is to them. And she cannot understand. The whole world is upside down if Donald Trump is doing better than this guy. Dana, welcome. You're not paying attention. Listen.
Yeah, and let's just dig into some of the issues that could turn this race looking ahead in these two states. First of all, on abortion and democracy, these are the two issues where Biden has an advantage, the only two issues where Biden has an advantage in both states. Then you look at other issues, U.S. and world affairs, economy, immigration, Israel, Gaza. Trump has an advantage.
Huge!
And it's actually...
Double digit!
Look at... the Israel-Gaza question, the fact that Trump has a 20-point advantage in Michigan, I mean, the world is upside down.
Yeah, because you're not paying attention, sister. That is the definition of a hack. There you go. She's mystified. Are you guys mystified? Is this all like really scratching your head going, oh man, I don't know what's going on here? So apparently, while we were all sleeping at some point over the weekend, NBC decided to hire Ronna McDaniel of Suck onto its panel of whatever. She's going to be a paid contributor. And apparently, the media world is all upside down about this, okay? So here is Kristen Welker, who's the new star of NBC News, MSNBC, all of it. And she's got Ronna McDaniel on talking about Donald Trump says when, and he said this when I interviewed him, by the way, and made national headlines. And for good reason, because my number one question of him after I said, what's taking you so long to come on my show? And he giggled and said he was a little busy. I gave him one. I said, what are you going to do? These January 6th defendants, this is wrong. Everybody knows it's wrong. And he says his goal was to give full pardons, to exonerate to the fullest the men and women who've been serving time as basically hostages. Kristen Welker asks that of Ronna McDaniel, mind you, who up until 2 weeks ago was the head of the RNC. Listen.
All right, well, let's talk about the election now. Donald Trump says one of his first acts, if he is reelected to a second term, would be, quote, to free those charged and convicted of crimes related to January 6th. Do you support that?
I want to be very clear. The violence that happened on January 6th is unacceptable. It doesn't represent our country. It certainly does not represent my party. We should not be attacking the Capitol. We should not be having violence. I said it that day. I put a statement out that day.
What a leader.
That this is not acceptable. If you attacked our Capitol and you have been and you've been convicted, then that should stay.
So then, but to the question though, do you disagree with Trump saying he's going to free those who've been charged?
I do not think people who committed violent acts on January 6th should be freed.
So you disagree with that? He's been saying that for months. Rana, why not speak out earlier? Why just?
Because I suck.
When you're the RNC chair, you kind of take one for the whole team, right? Now I get to be a little bit more myself, right? This is what I believe. I don't think violence should be in our political discourse,
Rhino.
Republican or Democrat. And I disagree with that. I agree with him on a whole host of other things. Let's close the border. Let's make sure we have good incomes for people. Let's make sure we do a lot of great things. But on that point, I don't think we should be freeing people who violently attacked Capitol Hill police officers and attacked the Capitol.
Really? I think she needs to step away from the lip filler. Isn't that unfortunate? Isn't it unfortunate that you have to go through 8 years with her as a Romney, as though you needed any other reason to be suspicious? 8 years of her sucking the coffers dry from the RNC. More worried about insultants, media coaching, flower arrangements in limo rides than standing up for the people of these United States. When we come back, do not miss Chuck Todd. He loses his ever-loving mind and says to Kristen Welker about the Ronna McDaniel hire something very interesting. I got it for you next on the Wendy Bell Radio Network. I absolutely love this headline. New York Post. Why NBC's hiring of ex-RNC chair Ronna McDaniel is making Dems and the media go ballistic. I'm going to read you the first couple paragraphs because I got to spend the majority of the time that's left in this half hour giving you Chuck Todd literally having a meltdown. You're going to hear sanctimony and smug and ego and all of it rolled into one as he belittles the woman who took his job, Kristen Welker. It's great. So here's the first few paragraphs of this New York Post story. A chorus of journalists and Democrats went totally ballistic on NBC for tapping former Republican National Committee Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel as a contributor, which I find very interesting. This is the network that is home to Joy Reid and Rachel Maddow and Lawrence O'Donnell and Keith Olbermann and Nicole Wallace and Joe Scarborough. I mean, these are the people who want to be finger wagging. Really? McDaniel landed the gig at NBC News shortly after her departure from the RNC. While her position was announced last Friday, an interview she gave on Meet the Press Sunday turbocharged the backlash. So we just gave you a little snippet of Kristen Welker saying, well, what about Donald Trump saying he would forgive and pardon the January 6ers? Well, I don't think he should, because anyone who inflicted violence on the Capitol who's been found guilty. Hey, Rana, that goes to show that you're either a uniparty swamp creature establishment thing, or you're just a Democrat. You're just one of the sheep in or wolves in sheep's clothing, because nobody can look at what happened, the cover up and all of that that ensued after January 6th. And say that those men and women have been handled in such an unfair and despicably un-American way. Chuck Todd loses his mind. So they're on a panel. Can tell it's not scripted. And Kristen Welker is with Chuck Todd and two other people who are just sitting there, their jaws open, as Chuck Todd says this about Ronna McDaniel's interview with her. Go.
Let me deal with the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
I think our bosses owe you an apology for putting you in this situation, because I don't know what to believe. She is now a paid contributor by NBC News. So I have no idea whether any answer she gave to you was because she didn't want to mess up her contract. She wants us to believe that she was speaking for the RNC when the RNC was paying for it. So she has credibility issues that she still has to deal with.
Yeah.
Is she speaking for herself, or is she speaking on behalf of who's paying her?
Hi, Pot Kettle Black. Just so we're all on the same page there. Why does Jen Psaki have a job? Does Jen Psaki, does she really bring her own intellectual endeavors to this, or is she merely a talking head for the DNC? I mean, you guys know this. All of the people who've bounced from the Biden administration, all of the CIA and FBI former operatives who signed the letter saying that the laptop was Russian disinformation, who the lion's share now have paid gigs at CNN or MSNBC, and Chuck Todd wants to get his unnies in a bunch over Ronna McDaniel. Really? But he's not done, because I think we need to see in what bubbleless world these morons live in the media. Listen to this. Yeah.
Look, there's a reason why there's a lot of journalists at NBC News uncomfortable with this, because many of our professional dealings with the RNC over the last 6 years have been met with gaslighting, have been met with character assassination. So it is, that's where you begin here. And so when NBC made the decision to give her NBC News' credibility, you got to ask yourself, what does she bring NBC News?
What kind of credibility does NBC have? I mean, what? You guys have breathlessly beaten into the ground everything about the January 6th narrative. You carry the water for the Democratic Party. Look at everything that you've done regarding Donald Trump, his impeachments, all of it, how you hid the laptop story, refused to cover it. Where have you been on COVID? Where have you been on the jab? You're on the wrong side, losing side always, Chuck. So your sanctimony here isn't really selling. It's not scoring points. Then he's going to do a little dig at the woman, the black woman, who replaced his white male job. Listen.
This interview is always going to be looked through the prism of right. Who is she speaking for, right. Right? I think you did everything you could do. You got put into an impossible situation booking this interview, and then all of a sudden the rugs pull out from under you. You find out she's being paid to show up. It's unfortunate for this program, but I am glad you did the best that you could, and that's why the three of us are on here to try to bolster that editorial independence.
Oh my goodness, editorial independence. Now, that's rich. This is going to underscore why, of course, 60% of people in a Rasmussen poll just came out and said, I believe fake news, the media are the main purveyors and clearest threat to America. 60%. That's not just some anomaly. That's not just some people saying, you know what? Here, I'm going to bring it up. 60% say the media are the enemy. That's remarkable. Remember that bloodbath? Chuck Todd, all the people in NBC, CNN, all the other hacks, ABC, coming out and taking out of context Donald Trump's words, saying that if he's not elected president, that the auto industry is going to go through a bloodbath. This change to the electric vehicles, this is what is destroying Biden's ratings in his popularity, his poll numbers in Michigan. If I don't win, it is going to be a bloodbath for the auto industry. And so sanctimonious, smug NBC, a la Chuck, whatever his face is, he's going to say, of course, I cannot believe that this woman has been hired, but you did such a good job with the limited things that you had done. I mean, we wouldn't expect you as a woman to be able to handle much more than that. You did pretty well, though, wouldn't you think? Only 3% of people polled by Rasmussen after the whole bloodbath, only 3% still believed what the media had said it was, that it was Donald Trump warning of political violence should he not win re-election. They're losing their grip, guys. It's a beautiful thing to behold. All right, hour number three of the Wendy Bell Radio program on tap. When gotcha journalism pokes the wrong bear. I'm going to take you to LSU, ladies and gentlemen, next on the Wendy Bell Radio Network.